News on KCIM is brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Our interest is you.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM 6 o'clock news. An Auburn man was arrested on Tuesday in connection to a truck that had been reported stolen out of Carroll last week. According to Bremer County District Court records, 18-year-old Tyson Leroy James Jackson was booked for second-degree theft, a Class D felony, in connection to the December 5th incident in the 200 block of West 3rd Street. Authorities say the truck had been parked outside a business with the doors unlocked and keys inside when Jackson entered the 2017 Chevy Silverado and drove away. An officer with the Waverly Police Department received a report on Tuesday of a stolen vehicle that had been parked in the Waverly Shell Rock High School parking lot. Law enforcement confirmed the stolen truck's location and status and observed until Jackson approached the vehicle and used a key fob to unlock it. Upon seeing the officer, Jackson attempted to flee on foot but was apprehended a short time later. He was booked into the Bremer County Jail where he remains in custody as of yesterday morning. A Class D felony in Iowa carries a maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison and $7,500 in fines. Authorities may file additional charges in that case. And again, that truck was stolen from Carroll and basically found less than a week later on the other side of the state. Elsewhere, the Glen Rawson Community School District will be hosting a town hall meeting coming up next week to provide more insight on a four-day instruction week that district's administration is considering. Superintendent Thomas Ritter says the discussion has been thrown around since September after other schools have made the transition and appear to have been successful.
The reasons out there for going to 4 day week was mainly with the idea that they would attract more teachers because of the 3 day weekend. But in our case, at Glidden Rawls, the main thing that we're looking at is we want to do something that will hopefully help our financial situation. Right now, we are losing students to private schools and just opening, enrolling, or homeschooling. And what we want to do is we want to put something out there that we think would attract the kids to our school because we really feel we have a lot to offer. We have really good teachers, educators, coaches. But the thing that we want to do is we want to set ourselves aside from the rest of them.
Ritter says the meeting will be held next Wednesday starting at 6 p.m. in the Smith Gym. He says we'll have guest speakers of administration from districts who have made the switch to that four-day instructional week.
We're going to have Trevor Miller, who is the superintendent at Exira Alcorn Kimbleton, and he is going to talk about how they have transitioned to a four-day week. This is the first year of it. And we're also going to have Beth Happy, who was a principal at Martinsdale St. Mary's, and we want her to talk to everybody about the transition they had, and they've been doing it for 4 years. She's retired now, but she was there for at least 2 years, and so she's probably addressed the effects on the academic part of this situation for students.
Ritter encourages all to come out next Wednesday to address any concerns they may have and getting their questions answered.
We want them to have a complete understanding of how the four-day week will work and what are some of the reasons that schools do go to the four-day week. The main thing we're going to talk about is how financially it has the potential to help our school and help our school grow. And we'll also talk about the teacher retention a little bit, but the main thing is we want to get the message out that, you know, we need more students, and the more students we have, the more financially viable we will be.
While still very preliminary, the district is exploring what that four-day school week could potentially look like.
We would probably take Monday off as the day, and the teachers would still come in once a month for PD, so we would be able to do the PD days on the Monday. Child care, we have talked to the child care center across the street from us about maybe opening up our school on the Monday with the idea that if they have an overflow, they could use our facility. So we think that's going to be a very good option for parents. Other things is we would probably add at least a half hour to each day, and academics and things like that. From everything we've looked at from other schools, it seems like it's kind of a wash kind of thing where most schools have shown some improvement. Other schools, they don't see much of a change. But we just feel that we need to explore it to see if this is something that will work for our school.
So again, Ritter encourages all to join the administration during that town hall meeting. It's coming up Wednesday, December 17th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Smith Gym. Anyone with questions or concerns is encouraged to reach out to Ritter or any of the building principals. Their contact points have been included with this story on our website. And officials with the City of Manning are encouraging residents to complete the annual public input survey as budget preparations for fiscal year 2027 begin Input is gathered from residents on satisfaction with departments throughout Manning, ranking of services based on importance, and projects that community members would like the City Council to focus on. The City Council will then review the data and use it to guide priorities and address areas of concern for that upcoming budget, which is a pretty lengthy process as they prepare that for FY27. The survey can be accessed online, and a link to complete it is included with this story on our website at 1380kcim.com. And that's going to be wrapping up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
So interesting that Glidden-Ralston is looking at options because of the private school savings accounts. I'm not sure what they call them anymore, but they're flat out saying that's cost them students and it's cost them money.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well could be the case. I don't necessarily know if it could be directly attributed. I did not. That's a story from Abby, who kind of handles our school beat a little bit.
At least a contributing factor, anyway.
Certainly that. I don't know if it's the sole cause. It's something that you've seen in rural districts well before ESAs, and I'm not saying that it didn't maybe accelerate that process somewhat, but you've seen declining enrollment for decades, basically since, I have to pull up some graphs and look at data and really nerd out, but I would guess at least 20 years, you've seen continuing trends of declining enrollment in the state's most rural and generally smallest school districts. And I would put Glidden-Ralston in that category for sure. But an interesting piece that he said is they're looking to attract teachers with that also. So
Yeah, absolutely. So they can try to turn something to your advantage from that for sure. So interesting story. Well, it's one worth following, certainly. Thank you, Nathan, for the news update. Once again, your local news found here on KCIM on the website, the mobile app as well. Check it out there anytime you want, free of charge. Our news this hour brought to you by our great friends at Commercial Savings Bank, tailoring financial solutions for Carroll County residents since 1917.